553.
Proclaim June 8 through 14 to be Timbers and Thorns FC Stand Together Week in Portland.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. Before I begin, I'd like to invite a few special guests from the Timbers and Thorns family to join us. If you'll please come forward, they are Crystal Whistle, Director of Community Relations for the Timbers and Thorns, Carling Leone, Coordinator of Community Relations for the Timbers and Thorns, Jordan Farwell, who is a Timbers and Thorns intern, and everyone's favorite, Timber Joey.
He's Sunnyside's favorite. We just established that upstairs.
It's my pleasure to welcome you all to City Hall as we celebrate the 2015 Stand Together Week. Each year, more than 1,000 volunteers gather to complete dozens of projects across our community. And on June 8, we'll kick off this year's Stand Together Week. And I'm pleased, on behalf of the mayor and the council, to read the following proclamation. Whereas the city of Portland is proud to be home to the Portland Timbers and the Thorns FC, our professional soccer teams, and whereas the Timbers and Thorns are committed to giving back to our community through our community platform, Stand Together, and whereas the city of Portland is proud to partner with the Timbers and Thorns in organizing Stand Together Week, a week of community service from June 8 through June 14, 2015, and whereas over 1,000 Stand Together volunteers, including Timbers, Thorns, and T2 players, the Timbers Army, Rose City Riveters, coaches, ambassadors, front office staff, and community members will come together for a week of service, and whereas Stand Together volunteers will participate in over 35 community events and projects throughout Portland, and whereas community service projects will include building homes, tending gardens, restoring local parks, pulling ivy, leading soccer clinics, repairing children's bicycles, and so much more. And whereas Stand Together will support local mission-driven nonprofits, including AC Portland, Playworks, the Latino Network, Community Cycling Center, Zanger Farm, Willamette Riverkeeper, and the Oregon Food Bank, among many others. And whereas Stand Together Week is a call to action by the city, the Timbers, and the Thorns, and our community partners to inspire people to give back through community service. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim June 8 through the 14th of 2015 as Timbers and Thorns FC Stand Together Week in Portland, and encourage all residents to recognize and join in this week of service to our community. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to Crystal.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Fish. Mr. Mayor and City Commissioners, we're really pleased to host Stand Together Week this year at the last week of school. And it's a really vital time, so we're very excited to have these types of activities like Playworks. We'll be able to participate in activities with recess with some of our players like Adam Kawarse, our goalkeeper, Diego Valeri, a variety of our Thorns players, T2 players. Of course, Timber Joey will be at a large majority of our events that we'll have this week. And it's just a great way to kick off this summer and focus on getting kids and our local youth to make healthy and inspired decisions throughout the summer. So thank you all so much for this opportunity. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Joey?
I'd like to actually welcome you all out to any of the events. You can find it on timbers.com, what events we're going to be at, and anybody who would like to come out and participate, we'd definitely love to have you.
My son and I were out watching a Thorns game recently, courtesy of Commissioner Fritz, who allowed us to use her tickets, and boy, they're good seats, too. And one thing that struck me was how many of the Thorns are world-class players who are actually representing their respective countries during the World Cup. How many of the Thorns players are actually going to be in Vancouver representing a nation during the World Cup?
Eight, I believe.
Yeah, I believe we have 8 players that will be in Vancouver.
Well, it reminds me, Mayor, because my son, who's passionate about soccer at age 11, he's always making the point when we go that, Dad, the women on the field are some of the best players in the world, as particularly best players on their national teams.
Absolutely.
And we have a goalie that's best, who was FIFA Player of the World.
Yeah, for Germany.
We have the best Canadian striker, the best U.S. striker, one of the great midfielders. I mean, we have all this talent. Hopefully, they'll get back soon from the World Cup, by the way. We need them back.
Not too soon. Yeah. We want them to do very well. So we're very fortunate to be blessed with such amazing athletes on both the Timbers and Thorns side. So
there were 14,000 fans, Amanda, when I went to the game. What's the average attendance around the league for women's professional soccer games?
Oh, it's just a couple thousand.
We were almost at a full stadium for a women's soccer game, professional game, and it's, seven times the league average, which is amazing.
It is, and we have it's a great opportunity to inspire young girls to get involved in the sport and to be independent and stay active. And I noticed some of the Sunnyside girls up there had their Thorns t-shirts on, which was great.
We got some hands. Yes, and some scarves.
Yeah, absolutely, and some Timbers jerseys. So we're very thankful for all the support that we receive.
Well, one of the reasons I think the community loves your teams so much is that you do this community service so good-heartedly and consistently. I mean, you're really out there doing things in the community. Sports teams don't have to do that even to be beloved, but I think you've gone above and beyond in ways that people notice and appreciate, whether it's planting trees or putting a soccer field in or all the other community work that you've been doing, you know, with a lot of volunteers' support as well. But we just want you to know that commitment to the community that you've shown is noticed and appreciated by those of us that are trying to make community services work.
Thank you so much. I think, you know, all of our players are really interested to be involved, and they receive so much from the community on a week in and week out basis on the field. And so it's our opportunity as athletes in the front office to be able to give back to our community, which gives so much to us. So thank you.
I think we should also acknowledge that they're also bringing bunk sandwiches to Providence Park now. So just another community benefit.
Yes.
Commissioner.
I also want to thank the Operation Pitch Invasion and the Timbers Army with the Rose City Riveters. Director Mike Abate of Parks and I were at Colonel Sumner's Park on Saturday unveiling or kicking off the futsal court that's been created there by the Operation Pitch Invasion with Sean Levy and others. Mm-hmm. It's a great partnership, and I really appreciate the Thorns and Timbers management encouraging community participation. As you know, we've been working on a program to try to find employment for the Thorns players in particular during the off season, and I appreciate your partnership in that. Of course, we're still looking for a sponsor for it, but it's another example of trying to make the women's game viable, as Commissioner Fish said, with such amazing players and such great role models. We need to be able to do that, and it's unusual. I'm wearing my Timbers scarf that's also the PDX carpet scarf in honor both of the Rose Festival and his being, he or she, being the Grand Marshal of the Starlight Parade.
Mm-hmm.
That was fantastic. It was an amazing joining together of the corporation and the business with the community volunteers and making it very Portland. And I was watching football in England growing up. None of the supporters clubs in Europe do what the Timbers Army and the Rose City Riveters do in partnership with the organization. So thank you very much, everybody who's involved.
Thank you so much.
Before we take a photo with these fine people, let's suspend the rules and hear it for the Thorns and the Timbers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Come on up.
Thank you.
I like it a lot better than Ruby's scarf.